With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Deposed Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro in the U.S. now to face criminal charges. We are told he will be arraigned in New York City tomorrow. Secretary of State Marco Rubio suggesting the U.S. will not exactly govern Venezuela other than enforcing an existing oil quarantine of the country unless it stops shipping drugs here. President Trump yesterday said the U.S. would be running Venezuela following the ouster of Maduro. President Trump also says Maduro was illegitimate, never duly elected, and did nothing to help his country.
The illegitimate dictator Maduro was the kingpin of a vast criminal network responsible for trafficking colossal amounts of deadly and illicit drugs into the United States.
The president also says the U.S. will partner with Venezuela to revive its productive oil capacity, benefiting both countries in the long run.
This partnership of Venezuela with the United States of America, a country that everybody wants to be involved with because of what we were able to do and accomplish, will make the people of Venezuela rich, independent, and safe.
Bulgaria is welcoming a new year and a new currency. The nation of 6.4 million in Southeast Europe is the 21st member of the shared euro currency group. It means deeper integration with the European Union and smoother trade, travel, and investments. It's something the Bulgarian government has pressed for years. However, polls of the public find continued skepticism and fear of sharper, higher prices. Greek authorities have removed more than 300,000 inactive university students from public university records. The move nearly cuts in half Greece's official student population. It comes after recent legislation. This is SRN News. Christians in India celebrated Christmas last month, but it wasn't easy. More than 80 attacks on Christmas celebrations took place across the country, led by radical Hindu groups. International Christian Concern reports that, quote, in the southern state of Kerala, which is generally considered safe for Christians, a group of children taking part in a Christmas carol procession was attacked. Radical Hindus have vowed to kill all Christians and other religious minorities in India or drive them out. The violence increased 12 years ago, when a Hindu nationalist party first came to power. President Trump says he's endorsing Nassau County's Republican executive for governor in this year's New York race. The endorsement could help ensure that Bruce Blakeman doesn't face a serious contender in his push to win the GOP primary. Blakeman came to national prominence for championing a policy that bans teams and organizations that let males play against females from using Nassau County sports facilities. This is SRN News. A women's tennis great returning to a major tournament for the first time in 5 years.
Seven-time Grand Slam singles champion Venus Williams has received a wild card entry for the Australian Open beginning January 18th in Melbourne. The tournament announced Friday that the 45-year-old Williams would make a return to Melbourne Park 28 years after her first appearance. In 1998, she defeated her younger sister Serena in the second round before eventually losing in the quarterfinals to Lindsay Davenport. Venus had announced in September that she would play in Auckland, New Zealand, and also at the Hobart International a week later. I'm Geffen Coolball.
Today is Sunday, January the 4th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including author, historian Doris Kearns Goodman. She's 83 years old. NFL running back Derrick Henry turns 32 today. This is SRN News.